We'll be meeting way into the week on the budget for the university system, Senate Bill 2003. That particular budget come from the House with significant reductions in the overall dollars available for the member schools of the university system. In the aggregate, the total, there was about a reduction of about $47 million. The impact at Valley City State University is $2.4 million. Those are dollars used to cover the cost of inflation and equity payments to the university system. Really important dollars for the university to continue to provide top-notch education for the next 2 year time period. We're trying to restore those dollars. We're also trying to restore a major renovation to the Bankstead Auditorium building complex at Valley City State University. We're not talking just the auditorium, but the classrooms below Bankstead Auditorium and the auditorium. It's a $3.6 million package. We're working on that, and we hope that we can get those dollars fully restored so we can make those long overdue repairs to that facility. I think the last time we made anything significant in terms of repairs to the building really go back to the early 60s. We also have in the budget, we're working to sustain a $500,000 allocation to really reinforce the sliding hillside on the southeast corner of the campus when you take that roadway behind the buildings back by McCarthy Hall. That's a big issue for us, and we're concerned about that hill sliding, especially when we get heavy rains and that type of thing. The stability of the hill is very much in question. We're also hopeful that we can find some dollars in this budget to do some long-needed repairs, renovations, life safety issues, access issues to the old President's House at Valley City State University. I think you're well aware that Jan Stoneman, Becky Heisey, and a number of ladies have really spent tons of volunteer hours maintaining the interior of the home in the last 20 years. But it's the exterior, the access, the steps, the need for a bathroom on first floor, and the accessibility type concerns that we're trying to come up with some funding for. That would be at a $250,000 level.